With us right now, meteorologist Tony Schumacher from the Storm Track 9 Center. This upcoming system you've been warning us about is not your average winter storm, is it?
No, it's going to pack a big punch. In fact, we're forecasting the coldest wind chill temperatures that we've had in about 18 years across Wisconsin. How about that?
18 years. So in other words, people should not just say, oh yeah, another cold day in January, the usual preparations. No, think a little deeper, right?
Absolutely. You know, over the last month, we've had wind chill advisories nearly every day for wind chill temperatures anywhere between 20 and 30 below zero, which is plenty cold, don't get me wrong, and that can cause frostbite and hypothermia if you're not properly dressed. But we're talking wind chill factors more in the order of 40 to 60 below zero with this upcoming snap starting on Sunday and lasting through Tuesday. So it's going to be three solid days of just brutally cold weather. The actual low temperatures could get down around 30 below zero. A few of the colder spots might get down 35 to 37 below. That's the actual temperature. The last time we hit 30 below in Wausau for a temperature was early February, get this, of 1996. So it is kind of a rare thing for us.
That's a long time ago.
It sure is. It sure is. And, you know, just everybody needs to be extra cautious. Obviously, the best advice, if you don't have to go outside during the stretch, please don't. But if you do, you're going to have to get everything covered up. Even a face mask would be a good idea. Extra warm socks and boots and mittens and hats. It's an absolute must.
Storm systems like this are rare. They come around now and then. But what causes a storm system to just get this bitterly cold and only come around, say, once every so many years?
Well, it takes, you know, every winter you do get this type of air that builds up in the northern latitudes up around the poles and Alaska, Siberia, northern Canada. But it takes a special jet stream or storm track to really funnel that down into the upper part of the U.S. And we've had that over the past month, just this constant flow of air from the northwest where the jet stream is kind of stuck in that right position. And then the other thing you need is to have a big deep snow cover over Canada and our part of the country. And what that does is, as these colder air masses come down, The snow cover prevents it from warming up or modifying that you might get otherwise if the ground were bare.
We can also look at this upcoming system as, you know, letting us off easy because it's not the worst one ever. I remember when I was in school all those years ago, we hit 60 below in the Rice Lake area.
Yeah, that's right. The northwest part of Wisconsin has the coldest records for the state. There's no question about it. There have been some 55, 60 degree below actual air temperatures. Typically, though, if you're going to get that cold with the air temperature, you won't have much wind. But, you know, wind chill temperatures this time around could approach that level, so it's still going to be dangerous either way.
Any advice for people as they prepare for the weekend?
Well, you know, certainly Sunday's going to be the colder of the 2 days. So I would say if you want to get out and do some things, Saturday would be a much more tolerable day as highs will be up around 20 above. It's going to be kind of windy yet. But it's really Sunday from start to finish. It's just going to be already very cold. Temperatures staying below zero all day with a 20-mile-per-hour wind. And by all means, hunker down by Sunday night because that's when we're talking those temperatures around 30 below zero already.
With that in mind, here's a different question for you. You think we'll see anybody with bare skin at Lambeau Field Sunday?
Well, you know, they are drinking some alcohol over there, so it wouldn't surprise me, but I hope they don't do it very long because they're going to be in a world of hurt if they do.
Tony Schumacher joining us from Newsline 9 Storm Center. Thank you.
You bet. Take care.